that time on a Friday, and it's been that kind of week. We list our nominees for Crunch Time's Tool Shed, the people in and around sports who make you feel better about yourself because they're tools. And before we can roll out the list and settle on an inductee, we call on our proprietor and landlord to open said tool shed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
You know, this is a guy who probably has a lifetime invite, but certainly one, Orenthal James Simpson. Talk about destiny. A guy and a segment that had to come together someday. Now, sure, he's been confused the past 9 years because they let him off for a double murder everybody knows he did. Then they bother him about this petty crap, you know, armed robbery and kidnapping. So he has his shot at freedom. You all heard about the parole hearing yesterday. You'd think he'd be in a concessionary mode, humble, anything to be let out. But this guy's insisting he's a good guy who never found conflict. Bronco Billy, blood in the ring, no other possible explanation, Nicole's phone call from the grave, the flat-out look on Robert Kardashian's face, the lie about the shoes, and he's also joking around yesterday about being a philanderer, cracking wise. You don't want me in your state. Ay, what a complete and total scumbag. All right, another kind of an alley-oop. Former Ole Miss football coach Hugh Freeze. Did Tiger Woods and all the other idiots who don't understand what a digital footprint is learn anything? Uses the company-issued phone to call an escort service. But at least he's not a disgusting hypocrite. At least check his Twitter profile, husband to a wonderful wife. Good one, Hugh. Dad of three awesome kids. I bet they think you're just swell right now. Saved by a gracious God. Well, I just talked to God and he unfollowed you. Not to mention your program was under the gun for some pretty serious NCAA violations. So not only is that still lingering over the university, but think about the position Ole Miss is in right now. They can't say he was that bad of a guy because they're trying to say the program under him had integrity and honesty. But we had to fire him because he liked hookers? Well done. Well done, Hugh Freeze, and making it very difficult. Finally, whoever runs the official Blazer Twitter account at Trailblazers. Folks, pick a fight with somebody in your weight class, be it feather or bantam. Nice try at punching up, but you got knocked out faster than Peter McNeely or Michael Spinks. Got hit up on Twitter by a Lakers fan. Said, they'd never be the Lakers. Now, sure, this guy is a jackass, and I don't know why, of all things, he's picking on the mediocre to worse Blazers. But firing back, you at least made the playoffs the past few years, is a classic case of sit in silence and be thought a fool rather than speak up, removing all doubt. It's the Lakers, dude. Greatest franchise in league history. 10 titles since 1980, 5 other trips to the finals. So 15 appearances for the title since then. Not to mention Portland's been to the finals 3 times ever. They've advanced 1 extra round twice the past 17 seasons. Here's a little advice. Pick on the Clippers or the Kings or the Knicks or anyone. Literally anybody but the Lakers. Face it, you're there. Don't say that word. Don't say that B word. There you go. You're their B word. And we'll just leave it at that. Man, I don't know what to do here. OJ is gone to jail. So however much you despise him, he's going to end up doing a decade behind bars. So he's gotten a little bit of his comeuppance. Yeah, Alex, I agree. It's kind of a no-brainer, which is amazing considering OJ's involved. So Ole Miss football coach, psych, former Ole Miss football coach, Hugh Freeze, is our latest inductee into the Crunch Time Tool Shed. And with that, we shut said Crunch Time Tool Shed.
My only focus is to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.